Hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 28th of April 2024. I can't believe we are coming to the end of April already. Time just seems to be flying by. Now, first of all, I just want to apologise for not putting a podcast out on Thursday. It was my birthday on Tuesday and people wanted to see me, just seemed to run it out of time. And Thursday came around, I was pretty tired, so I didn't quite get round to doing a podcast. It does happen from time to time. There are nights that I can't produce a podcast for whatever reason. I try to keep that to a minimum, but sometimes I just need a break, in all honesty. Anyway, hope you are well. Hope you've had a great weekend. We actually did quite a bit of weekend gardening here at the Veg Grower Podcast HQ. I was down on the allotment yesterday and I cleared lots more weeds and just basically getting ready for planting out time. One of my allotment neighbours, I noticed he planted out his French beans, which I think is a bit too early, but he had done it anyway. And he had also set up my hazel sticks, got those in the ground and tied into position for our beans to grow around. So basically the allotment is ready for planting out, which will happen in a couple of weeks' time once the risk of frost has completely passed. Then at home, we've been doing quite a bit of seed sowing. Beans, peas, French beans, sweet corn, those sort of things we have been sowing. So it's been a pretty busy weekend. We did have a lot of rain overnight and filled up one of my empty water butts with just the rain from overnight. So it was a lot of rain, but hopefully we're going to get some sunnier weather from now on in. Now, talking of beans, it seems to be a hot topic. Thursday, I did sow the French beans from April's pack. Now, these are a dwarf variety of French beans. And this is quite important. Dwarf varieties, they tend to grow quite small, but they don't need any support to grow on. And I find they're actually suitable for growing in a veggie pot if you happen to have a veggie pot. Some beans tend to get a bit too tall and a bit too big in veggie pots, but I find the dwarf varieties do really well. Now, despite the size, they can still be pretty prolific. Now, I simply sowed my French beans in my veggie pot, and I've also sown a few in pots. We've got them about 2 centimetres deep and 20 centimetres apart. That should give them plenty of room to get growing. And all we're going to do now is keep the compost, keep the soil moist and await for germination. And once germinating, we just keep the soil damp. Now, the ones in pot, we are going to look to plant out once the risk of frost has passed, which the frost say has passed now. Technically, we just give it another couple of weeks just to make sure. So what we're going to do in the meantime is just prepare the soil, clear any weeds that might be in the ground, and add plenty of good compost. When we plant out, we just simply dig a hole and drop the plants in, water in well to make sure they get good establishment, and just allow to grow. Like I said, they don't need any support. They will just grow quite happily on their own. Where they will produce flowers, of course, and sometimes it is worth giving them a bit of a tomato feed every couple of weeks. I don't know many people actually do that with beans, but it is worth doing. Then we just harvest the beans, harvest them when they're young, but full length, and enjoy. Now, when the plants come to the end of a life, one thing I recommend is that you cut the plants off at soil level. Leave the roots in the ground. Beans are a legume. They will fix nitrogen into the soil. So any plants that follow on, it will help them out. Now, as I said, it was my birthday the other day. And as a gardener, one of the things that people tend to get a lot of gardeners is gardening presents. And I got quite a few. I'm very happy with what I have got. I've got a Lego bonsai tree, which is going to be a lot of fun. I quite like that. I got a new hoe. My hoe actually broke in a gun, so my wife got me a new one. Nice, sharp new hoe, longer handle, which will make weeding much easier. And I also got a chili kit. It contains 6 different varieties of chili seeds with pots and compost, which we're going to be saving for the winter. But one of the things I've noticed is that people, if you are a gardener, people do tend to buy you gardening gifts. And, you know, I don't want to sound ungrateful in the slightest, but the gardening gifts are always great. But sometimes they can be something you've already got. People who aren't gardeners and don't necessarily know what they're doing. Now, in the past, I've been given so many trowels for gardening gifts that I have more trowels than what I know what to do with. I'm not ungrateful in the slightest, as I said, but for me, I think when it comes to buying gifts for gardeners, sometimes it's best having a conversation, as my wife did, is what do you actually want? What would you want in the garden? Or buying a plant always goes down well, depending on what the plant can be. It's no good buying a vegetable garden like myself, a floral plant or something like that, unless it is edible. Garden vouchers also go down well as well. But I think you guys are obviously all gardeners. You're listening to this and you're probably agreeing with me. You've probably got or been given gifts that you've already got trowels, personalised gardening items that I've got to admit, the personalised garden items, I think they're great. They look nice, but they're not very good in the actual garden. So they tend to, for me, be just props. They're on show. This is one of the key things I think many people who aren't into gardening also don't realise, is that some of these cheaper items that they think are great for a gift aren't really good when you actually put them into use. As I said, I don't want to sound ungrateful in the slightest. It's just some of my noting that has gone on. One of the things, I got this chili seeds, which I think is fantastic. I love growing chilies, but I will be growing those probably in the winter when I usually sow my chilies. It's too late now, in my opinion, to start sowing these seeds. But do I really need more chili seeds? Probably not. I've got quite a few in my collection as it is. I'm not complaining in the slightest because I do like chilies and I will be looking forward to growing all these chilies in the winter time. But again, if I had had that conversation, if somebody came to me, would you like this? I could have said, I've got enough chili seeds, so don't worry about it. If you know, I don't expect anybody to buy me anything for birthdays or Christmas. And I'm not saying this as me personally. I'm saying this as a conversation with you as gardeners. Do you find that when people find out you're a gardener, you just suddenly get all these garden gifts that people think is a great idea? I notice around Christmas time, all these ideas or gardening gifts seem to crop out the woodwork, and they're things that basically seeds in a nice box that are made up to look really, really expensive, upselling, I guess. But is it really worthwhile? Who knows? Who knows? As I said, don't want to sound ungrateful or anything like that. It's just an observation that I have made. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up because, well, coming to the end of the night. We will be back on Thursday with another podcast where I'm going to be telling you what seeds you will be getting in May. We'll be potting May's pack in the post on Tuesday, so you may get them by the end of the week. Right, guys, speak to you again next time.